Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Well, as I read my own devotions throughout the week, I come across some who've used passages I really like. And this is one of those passages I've held on to for many, many years. It's found in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. And it goes like this. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youth grows weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, those who wait upon the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. God wants us to turn to him. And when we do, we find, as it says in Matthew 7, an invitation to speak to him about everything and anything. Jesus said if we have a need, we're to ask. And if we seek for an answer, we'll find them. And if we want opportunities to open up, he will respond when we knock. Even so, many of us don't spend much time in prayer, at least not as much as we should. Forsaking all prayer can be costly, or even forsaking an adequate amount of time in prayer. If we don't spend time with the Lord, we might find ourselves on a slippery slope, sliding through weariness, discouragement, and even doubt. In life, certain situations take an emotional, physical, and/or spiritual toll on God's children. We call these things burdens. We all have them. They can wear us out if we attempt to endure them alone. But God doesn't intend for us to carry the weight of these burdens on our own shoulders all by ourselves. At least not to carry them all alone. In fact, the Bible tells us to cast the load on the Lord who sustains us and daily bears our burdens in the Psalms. The Lord also reassures us that he does not become weary or tired, as I just mentioned a moment ago. He also reminds us that when we come to him, he will give us strength, the strength we need to make it through whatever we're facing. Hauling all our worries and carrying around all these things on our shoulders and minds and our hearts is exhausting because we're not built for that kind of loads. In God's design, his strength fills the believer to capacity. Picture Jesus' shoulders just above your own shoulders with him bearing our problems with us. The burden may not disappear, but it'll feel so much lighter when you hand it over to the Lord and let him help carry them. So may I suggest that we might make time to speak with him as many times a day as we need to. Why? Because those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. Prayer thoughts for today. Praise the Lord for answers. Healing to those who've had surgery and they're healing well. I talked with Kathy Steele's husband, Rick Steele, our insurance agent. And she's been battling cancer and doing much better. Still taking some treatments and has some to finish up. Let's remember Chuck Wilson in our prayers, as Chuck and Rita have been here worshiping with us. And the cancer is not in remission, but they say it's not active. And I know it's a heavy weight on his heart and in life. Remember Corey Kenny, who's been struggling with her cancer. Sky and Misty and the family as he's battling his journey through illness right now. My sister Drew is doing somewhat better, but now there's still some other concerns. What's going on with her heart? Easter Sunday's coming, and our baptism candidates, Crystal and Keith, we want to remember them in prayer. Those who are battling cancer in other places and friends and neighbors. I have a friend, a pastoral friend from Southern California. His name is James Darby, who went home to be with the Lord. He was the pastor at the Garden Grove Church of God. Would you just remember his family in prayer? Remember our brothers and sisters in Christ who are aging. Life is not easy as we get older. Our nation, our churches, our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless and have a great day.